The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
We start this evening with the redevelopment of St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre. A new plan has been approved by Dublin City Council. It will see the facade of the Dublin Shopping Centre removed, that Mississippi Steamboat design going in favour of a glass and red brick facade. But are we erasing an important part of our architecture in the capital city, or just something that looked pretty awful? Joining us to discuss this are Carol Pollard, architect and editor of the book Irish Cities in Crisis, and Ona Brin, Sinn Féin spokesperson on housing. Carol, to you first, what's your reaction to this new development? Have you had a chance to have a look at it?
I had a quick look at it, Shane. Yeah, I had a look at the Dublin City Council portal there just to see the planner's report and had a quick skim. Look, this is going around in circles here, and it seems to me that Dublin City Council just have got very bad at kind of listening to what the people of the city want. They say in the report, they acknowledge that the iron trellis work and glazed dome are a cultural landmark in the city. So while they might not be to everybody's taste, there's no doubting that it is a very distinctive building, and it is very close to a lot of people's hearts. And for a lot of people, it's the kind of the centre of the city, the heart of the city, where the buskers are, and, you know, that whole area, the Lewis stops right outside. So there's thousands of people going past the building every day. And I think what struck me from the report is something that maybe we haven't really kind of thought about enough, and certainly is not addressed, I don't think, adequately. Stephen's Green is probably the most famous urban Irish national monument. Yeah. We don't have many national monuments that have an urban setting. And Stephen's Green, which dates back to the 1700s, is one of those. And the four sides of the square are essentially the four walls of that monument, enclosing that monument. And when you start to peel away those walls, you know, the impact is on the monument is significant. And I know Stephen's Court, which I think, you know, we spoke about before, that planning permission has been granted to demolish that just around you know, a diagonally across. I think Stoke House, the KPMG building up on the other corner with Cuff Street, there's talk about that being demolished and redeveloped. The square is losing its character and its context. Oh. And I think the Stephen's Green Shopping Centre is very much part of that.
Okay, can I play devil's advocate? And I'm sorry, I'm conscious, I know many of our listeners, and we've been having rows about it here in work, and a lot of our team absolutely love it. I think it's a dog's dinner. I think it sticks out. It's like a sore thumb. I never got the, you know, the steamboat thing. And it patently does not work as a shopping centre. I mean, that's, you only have to walk through it to see it isn't working as a shopping centre.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm not too far off with you, Shane. It was a building that I never particularly liked myself, but I think we have to look beyond that and just look at it in its bigger context of a building that was built in the 1980s in Ireland, when Ireland was, you know, in the throes of recession for 10, 20 years around that time. And it was exciting. It was a new shopping centre. It was like, oh my goodness, you know, Dublin is changing. And it doesn't really work as a shopping centre, but that's redeemable. It's fixable, you know.
You can revamp, definitely.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, putting up a different facade, they're saying they're going to partially retain it. I didn't have enough time to look at how much
I can't
that
see
is,
from the photographs I've seen. I'm struggling to see how. But yeah. I have to say, Carol, maybe I'd love to have seen something really iconic go in there. Really, you know, the kind of stuff they do in Bilbao or Spain, or I'd love to have seen something really daring, really contemporary.
I think that could have been done with the existing. That could have been, yes, absolutely. I think that, you know, you see repurposed buildings all over Europe, and because I'm sorry to go back to our plan, our development plan again, but here developers shouldn't be able to put, you know, huge, humongous buildings, office buildings in these very sensitive cultural locations in our city. It doesn't happen in the other cities that we love to visit around Europe. It just doesn't happen in Italian cities or Spanish cities. And I think that, you know, this could have been repurposed as, you know, a shopping area. We talked before about that lovely glass roof and it becoming like a greenhouse for the city that people could wander through and out onto Mercer Street. And the Gaiety Theatre, you could open up that side of it. So it's, you know, we have a kind of a public realm plaza of that connection to the entrance to the theatre. there could have been so many things that could have been done with the existing to make it even more iconic and more of a cultural centre.
Carol, I know you're under time pressure. We have Owen O'Brien here, and I'll come to Owen in a minute, but just because I know you need to go. Can we agree the side of it, the side of this and the back of the shopping centre is an abomination, and that something had to change there. I'm struggling to remember the name of the street the side of it.
South King Street.
I mean, it closes its back to the shopping centre, turns its back to the street. The shops they seem to be blocked up. I mean, it does not work at all.
That's easily fixable, Shane. Like that's easily fixable. And you know, we've also got to remember that we can't keep demolishing. Like we can't keep demolishing buildings. You know, the impact on the environment of demolition is enormous.
Fair enough.
And you know, there's other solutions, and I think we need to find them.
Okay.
And Stephen's Green presents lots of opportunity.
Okay, Carol.
As it is.
Good stuff. Thank you indeed for talking to us. We'll let you go. Carol Pollard, the architect and editor of Irish Cities in Crisis. Owen O'Brien of Sinn Féin, you were nodding your head in agreement at that last line in particular. Before we get to and I know that's what you want to focus on, that idea of demolishing things rather than reformatting and revamping. What do you think of the new development? Were you a fan of the old one?
So, no, for me, the issue of the architecture and built heritage is equally as important. So like you, I'm not a fan of this building.
Yeah. But loads of people are.
And absolutely. And I'm also a big fan of O'Donnell Toomey's architects. They're two of our leading architects. But we have a really bad history, particularly when it comes to 20th century architecture, of just disregarding it, demolishing it and rebuilding it. And that comes at a cost to the urban fabric of our city, because each decade adds something to our urban fabric. It's the kind of the physical history of our city.
Yeah.
And if we just keep discarding things because we don't like the look of them, or because some people don't like the look of them, we are losing very important things. And therefore, even though I'm not a fan of this building, like you, I grew up in the 80s. I remember this when it was a demolition site. It still has an important resonance for the city. And we're demolishing far too much. We're demolishing far too easy. And I'll come on to the embodied carbon impact of that in a second. But for example, Dublin City Council is now actively talking about demolishing the civic buildings in Woodquay. We have demolished really important public housing projects in our cities, not just at huge cost to the communities that live there, but also to the urban fabric of our city. And if you go to the other cities you're talking about, one of the things they're very good at is keeping the various layers of the urban fabric of the city, amending them, changing them. I agree with you completely. The back and the side of that building just killed two streets. But I also agree with Carol, there are things that are eminently fixable.
Yeah, fair point.
So I think we have to get, particularly with 20th century, we're better now at preserving 19th, 18th and medieval
but
period
architecture. But we don't
value... We don't value our 20th and 21st century architecture.
I agree with you. I mean, and I know people are going to laugh at me. I love the Phibsborough Shopping Centre. Now, it needs to be revamped. It needs an upgrade. I would hate to see that go.
But nobody, when we discuss 19th, 18th or medieval architecture, says that's important because I like the look of it or not. They say that's important because of its historic significance for the city.
Yeah.
And for example, Phibsborough is very significant. For me, a better example of kind of high brutalism is the old motor tax office at the back of the Custom House on Greek Street.
Yeah.
That was one of the few examples of kind of high brutalism. Very, very unpopular building. I happen to like it a lot, but it's gone. If you take, for example, the old Board Fulch office, again, really important modernist architecture.
Where was that
it's
again?
It's gone on the canal.
On the canal, I remember.
If you look
at
Bosaris, and you know, I'm a champion of the building.
Oh, it is a stunning building.
It is a stunning building, but it is poorly maintained. It is hard to access. Its most beautiful architectural features are in private parts of the building. Any other European city, that would be clean, it would be lit, there would be tours for residents and for tourists week in, week out. So I do think we need to be much more mindful of the urban fabric of the city and preserve in as much as is possible. Demolition and rebuild should always be the last option. And I know in this case, Dublin City Council did ask for additional information. They did ask for a study on embodied carbon and they did ask for justification. But I'm not convinced that the frequency of demolition and rebuild meets the needs of our city. And then the carbon stuff is really important because, yes, Dublin City did ask the developer and their architects to submit a report, but there's no agreed methodology for counting embodied carbon. We're waiting, unfortunately, for the European Union to introduce a directive in 2027 rather than doing it now. And there is a huge carbon cost to demolition and rebuild. And we have to get to a stage where all new developments require carbon, embodied carbon and whole life carbon assessments, but with an agreed methodology so we know how much carbon are we really adding to the environment as a consequence of this. And people forget, the built environment and new built projects are the fourth largest emitter of carbon into our climate.
Yeah.
As we accelerate on renewable energy, which is happening, the built environment is going to be the third largest. And again, you know, I'm spending a bit of time in Brussels at the moment because my partner Lynn Boylan is an MEP and she's working there. One of the things they're really good at is using and reusing existing buildings, adding to the top, extending to the side, opening them out in a way that both keeps the traditional character but also modernises, enhances in the way that you're saying you would like to see at this important location.
They don't go for pastiche. They put a modern contemporary side on an old building.
For example, or on the tops of buildings. And that creates all sorts of interesting contrasts. Again, if you look at Bucyrus, it was the largest building on the skyscape of Dublin when it was built, but right beside, you know, an 18th century classical masterpiece, Gandon's Customs House. But when Michael Scott and his team designed that, they deliberately chose Portland stone and copper and bronze to echo and mirror and be in conversation with the Customs House. So there are lots of innovative ways to do what you want without, one, losing our built environment and urban heritage, and two, without adding to the carbon, which unfortunately we're adding far too much to in order to not miss our targets of 2030 and 2050.
Does the same go for Liberty Hall in your view? I have to say, if they were ever going to drag that down, I'd be handcuffed to it. They'd have to drag me away because I love it, again, despite its ugliness in some way.
So, first of all, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Of course, absolutely,
And you don't discard history because it's ugly, right? You treasure history because it's important. I think it's a really iconic building. It's a building from the mid-60s. I've spent a lot of time in it. I've had the pleasure of actually being up on the chief executive or the Secretary General's rooftop offices. The views are spectacular. It does present real challenges, right? The internals of that building are not conducive to modern office space use.
Yeah.
But in the same way as I think you're right, there's a lot of dead space in the Stephen's Green Shopping Centre. It hasn't been successful. That's not an argument to just demolish and reuse. Buildings can be adapted. Buildings can be retrofitted. Buildings can be improved. And therefore, let's not reduce this to a majority of people think it's pretty or not pretty. Let's look at our urban environment. Let's look at our streetscape. Let's try and maintain as much as possible, improve, adapt, redevelop, and crucially do that by emitting the lowest volume of carbon possible, or we're going to have big problems further in the future.
Okay. Owner Brent, TD and spokesperson for Sinn Féin on housing, thank you indeed for coming in to us. Jim and Bray says, for a shopping centre at the top of the most expensive retail street in Ireland, this shopping centre is drab and dated. It needs a good revamp. I think everyone agrees that does need a good revamp. Does it need to be changed? Let us know what you think.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.